Hi there. A quick note before we begin the episode. Did you know that Atlas Lingue has its own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life. In this audiobook, we share additional exclusive commentaries on each episode with brand new insights and examples on the subject that we can't stop thinking about, how humans translate everything that comes their way. Also remember, when you buy Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. So find Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life, on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Luis Lopez, host of Atlas Lingue, and this is an audio version of a video we've produced as extra content for our third season. As you know, this season we're interviewing multicultural content creators from around the world, and for these short episodes, we decided to dive into topics that we didn't have time to cover in the interview. You can also check out the video versions of these episodes on our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok feeds, where you can also find more from our other shows. Thanks! Cuba has Moros y Cristianos. Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador have Casamiento. Colombia has Calentado. Brazil has Feijoada. And Nicaragua and Costa Rica have Gallo Pinto.
Gallo Pinto was probably the main staple for breakfast in our house.
Gallo Pinto is, in essence, a very simple dish. Rice and beans. It's commonly served for breakfast, and depending on the region where it's made, it can be seasoned with onion, garlic, bell peppers, and cilantro, and paired with eggs, bacon, avocado, fried plantains, and many other ingredients. And why is it called that, you may ask? Well, gallo pinto literally means spotted rooster, and yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. And it's a great meal because it's such a hearty combination, perfect for long days working in the field. Which is why so many countries have their own unique version of it. But it's also a great example of cultural mixing. You see, the idea of mixing rice and beans is really its own form of mestizaje, or cultural mix. Rice comes from Asia. Beans, on the other hand, are indigenous to the Americas. Want to learn more about cross-cultural experiences? Listen to our full interview with Bernadette Kirwan, a multicultural content creator from Sydney, Australia, who shares her Irish, Arab, Australian, and even Nicaraguan cultural experiences on her content over on our podcast, Atlas Lingue. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts, or watch the interview on our YouTube channel. Hi, it's Luis here, and I want to tell you about a show we've been listening to called The Pulso Podcast. There are a lot of podcasts that cover Latino culture and news. But this is one of the first we've heard that really utilizes the throughline of history to provide more context and nuance to our stories. From the halls of Congress to the stages of Broadway, even the food we consider to be American, Latinos helped build this country. And we're not going anywhere. Yet most podcasts are still lacking Latino representation behind and in front of the mic. The Pulso Podcast is a Latina-hosted, Latina-produced show that explores untold stories and unheard voices shaping the experiences of nuestra gente. They've covered topics from beauty standards and gender equality to mental health and food origins. And did you know that there is an official Spanish version of the Star Spangled Banner? Or that a team of Mexican lawyers changed the future of segregation laws in the 50s? To hear more, check out the Pulso Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.